The other day, we watched a film called The Shillingbury Blowers, about a village brass band that are pretty dire. At a meeting about the finances of the band, a new conductor is appointed, which leads to trouble in the band. Led by one of the members, they decide to work to rule, not putting in any embellishments, and end up playing their music staccato. Ironically, this works very well, and the band receive their first applause. They enter a competition with the former conductor playing his trumpet beautifully to their staccato accompaniment, and all sounds good. But the night before the competition, the conductor helps the member who began the work to rule as he delivers a calf on his farm. A friendship is formed, and as they arrive for the competition, he tells the band members that the work to rule is over and they can put their own stamp on the music again. The film ends with the band playing really badly and the judges rolling their eyes at each other and putting a line through their mark sheets. It's an interesting thought. The band played worse when the members were enjoying their playing. This was because each one was interpreting the music as he saw fit, adding little flourishes and not sticking rigidly to the timing. Now, if you play an instrument, you may well feel differently about this than those who don't, and I agree that the rules of music must be followed before you can put your own expression in. But we are all different people, and we need to be given space to explore who we are and then how we fit into the whole. I think Paul recognised some of this when he was writing to the believers in Corinth and came up with the idea of the new Christians being like a body. We are not meant to be all the same, he says in 1 Corinthians 12. We are different parts and each part has a role to play. One part of the body can't pick and choose the others and say what it does and doesn't need, nor can any part think it doesn't have anything to give. There's a lot of support going on in the background for those parts of the body that seem to be in charge. The brain may be able to solve complicated equations or compose beautiful music, but without those arteries carrying the blood where it needs to go, the brain will be starved of oxygen and the body will die. And the parts that we think shouldn't be seen are treated with special honour and kept for the people we really love, who not only see our private parts, but our private thoughts, hopes and dreams. We can't decide that we only want certain parts of the body and not others. And nor can one part of the body get on with life while another is suffering. During lockdown, it's been next to impossible to see a dentist, and the pain of an aching tooth means that the whole mouth is affected, that the brain works less well, that the eyes don't see as clearly, that the feet don't walk as well. When one part suffers, the others suffer with it. And when one part rejoices, the other parts rejoice with it. When we receive a compliment about something, when we know we are appreciated, we stand taller and open ourselves up, allowing others to see our inner beauty. When the Shillingbury Blowers were working to rule, they played only the note on the page. When they stopped doing that, they opened themselves up to the music more and enjoyed what they were playing. Can we be patient with those parts of our body, our fellowship in Christ, that don't play exactly what we expect or what we think they should play? Can we allow them those embellishments that may mean the end result is less than perfect, but that means that they are giving their all? Another letter writer, Peter, told his readers in 1 Peter chapter 2 that they were being built like living stones into a spiritual house. If the stones are living, then they are still shaping themselves to the house that is being built. Rather than being passively placed, they are growing and developing to fill the space where they are. Each one of us as Christians is still growing. As the saying goes, be patient with me, God hasn't finished with me yet. We thank God for his patience with us and for his encouraging us to find gifts and strengths that we didn't know we had, and the courage to try them out. Alongside that is a lot of stuff that still needs dealing with. But if we wait to be made perfect before we follow our calling, we will do nothing. We have to grow the good and the bad together and trust God to be at work in us, cutting some parts back and encouraging others to fruit, a picture that Jesus himself gave us. So even though what you have to give might not be perfect, give it your all. And encourage others to give what they can in the way that they can, so that all can learn to play together, to live together, to grow together, and produce fruit together. And as it says in Ephesians 4, speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knitted together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. That's the measure of our growth, love. Do you remember Elvis Costello's My Funny Valentine? My Funny Valentine. You make me smile with my heart. Your look so laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favourite work of art. Don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, funny Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day. Not perfect as some might measure it, but oh, so loved. May you know how loved you are, and may you find the strength to play your instrument or sing your song your way. God bless.